This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Subject, I went from Maine to mistress. Dear Stephen Shirley, for the past 4 years, I've been dealing with a man that has flipped the script on me. He used to work for me, and then he quit so we could be together. It started off as him pursuing me. In the beginning, he would do anything to be with me, even shampoo my hair and polish my toenails. He moved into my place, and we bought all new furniture. Then, 6 weeks later, I came home and found him in our new bed with this woman that used to deliver parcels to our job. I did not act a fool at all after I caught them. He said it was just sex and it didn't mean a thing to him. I saw the chick a few times a week at work and she would never look my way. I decided to be petty one day and flash my left hand to show her the promise ring that my man gave me. She told me that it would only be a matter of time before she's living with him and I'm out of the picture. I went home and told my boyfriend what she said, and he said he hasn't seen her in a long time. I thought it was all over until they sent me a picture of him engaged in an act that he told me he hates doing. I was hurt when I realized he had lied about everything. To make a long story bearable, we got in a huge argument and he moved out. He said we need time apart to see if we really love each other. A few weeks after he moved out, he started coming up to my office so we could have sex, just like in the beginning. It went on for a while before I found out that he's engaged to that other woman and he lives with her. She didn't get a promise ring. Her ring is a real engagement ring. I went from Maine to mistress. I want to stop having sex with him, but I can't. How do I get him out of my system? Is this crazy if I still have sex with him? Yes. Yes, it is. If you're still having sex with a man, you caught having sex with another woman in your bed. Okay, make that make sense to all of us? Why did you have to ask Steve and I that question? And you know what? That's how you move from Maine to mistress. You catch a man in bed with another woman and you do nothing. All right? You already know this is crazy. Here's some more questions. Why didn't you let him go after you caught them? Only to see them engaged in yet another sexual act that he told you he hates doing? So now that's twice you've seen him with your own eyes with this woman and you still can't let him go? That's how you move from Maine to mistress, doing crazy stuff like this. You've got to get yourself together. Nothing, and I do mean nothing in this world is that good to make you lower your standards and your self-esteem like this. You are better than this. Look at what he's done to you. Remember what you caught him doing. You cannot forget that. He's not a nice guy. He's a liar. He's a cheater. He's a user. So you mean you want to stop having sex with him, but you can't? That's what you're saying? Yes, you can. Say it with me. Yes, I can. Don't let this man continue to disrespect you like this. That's all he's going to do if you keep taking him back after you catch him. And stop disrespecting your own self. You know, you can't continue to allow him to do this to you. He is engaged and living with another woman. Please stop this. You got to get over him. You can do it. Steve?
Lord have mercy. It's so much. Let me start at the bottom of the letter where she says, I want to stop having sex with him, but I can't. Huh? Shirley said, there's nothing so good that you can't stop doing it. That's not true. I am just here to tell you that is not true. I can relate to one part of this. I can't stop having sex. Let's just put that out there. That part I understand. Now, the rest of this letter is a disaster for you, lady. You are just, Shirley nailed this letter on so many points for you. But let me just go through it. You're dealing with a man and he'd have flipped the script on you. He was pursuing you in the beginning and he would do anything to be with you, even shampoo my hair and polish my toenail. Come through, player.
Love bombing.
Come through, player. He moved into my house. We bought all new furniture. 6 weeks later, I came home and found him in our new bed with this woman that used to deliver parcels to our job. I don't know.
Say it. Please say it.
I don't know how to read the rest of the letter after that, because it's so much that's got to pop off after that. But nothing happened. Mm-mm. I did not act a fool at all after I caught them right there.
That's why you're supposed to act a fool.
Why? In your house, in your bed. She that bold? You have got to, at minimum, get your ass whooped. That's at minimum.
Bare minimum.
For it just in my house. Mm-hmm. That's. And I didn't act a fool after I caught him. Then guess what? He said it was just sex. It didn't mean a thing to him. Wait a minute, hold up, dog. You can say that after somebody catch you in their bed? Okay. That's the line you can say? Hey, what number sex? Huh? She don't mean nothing to me. Mm-hmm. That's why I was in our house in your bed, the new furniture we just bought.
All right, hang on, Steve. It's a crazy letter. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. The subject today is I went from Maine to mistress. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, I went from Maine to mistress.
This is about the most ignorant letter. This woman was dating a man, used to work for her. Then he quit so they could be together. Then it started out, he's pursued me in the beginning. He would do anything for her, shampoo her hair, fix her, paint her toenails. Then they moved into their place. They went in and moved in together, and they bought all new furniture. Then 6 weeks later, she came home from the job he used to work at with her and found him in our new bed with a woman that used to deliver deliver parcels to our job.
Uh-huh.
Then she said, I did not act a fool after I caught them. What?
Why not?
Perfect time. If ever there was a shot at acting a fool and it being legit, that was it.
If not,
then he said it was just sex. It didn't mean a thing to him. I didn't know you could use that.
You can't. Wait a minute, that's the point. You can't.
But in her bed, in her house, and they over there.
Right.
So she didn't want just delivering parcels down to the job. She bring packages to your house, too?
Apparently.
Okay. I saw the chick a few times a week at work, and she would never look my way. I decided to be petty one day. Oh, I show her. And flash my left hand to show her the promise ring that my man gave me. She told me it'd only be a matter of time before she living with him and I'm out the picture. So that was a short flex.
Yeah.
You showed her. See this here? Look at him. I got a promise ring. Heifer, it'll only be a short time when he gonna be living with me. You ain't even gonna be in the picture. I went home and told my boyfriend what she said. He said, I ain't seen her in a long time. I thought this dude can just say anything to her.
Right.
Got caught in the bed with the woman, turned around and said, what number six? It ain't mean nothing to me. Damn, why she in here? She in our bed? None of that. Then, after the girl flexed on and told her, he gonna leave you and be with me, it's just a matter of time. You go home and told him, he told you, he said, I ain't seen her in a long time. I thought it was all over until she sent me a picture. Now, hold on.
Yeah.
She sent you a picture. Now, she got your phone number. I don't know how the hell this happened. She sent you a picture of him engaged in an act that he told me he hates doing. So anybody out there that ain't clear, just let me say it to you this way, and I think you'll get it.
Careful.
She had a phone camera in her hand. And while he was somewhere not looking up, she snapped a picture and sent it to this woman.
Yes. That's it. You nailed it.
Now, and he lied and said he hate doing it. Let me ask you something. He hate doing it. But if it was a video, she could have proved that he did like it.
Picture was enough, though.
Yeah, if it's sound effects in it, you kind of, it'll be in movement, you can see better. Anyway, let's move on. I was hurt when I realized he lied about everything. Wait a minute. Wait. You just now getting hurt?
What?
Wait, when you caught him in the bed,
nope.
What cleared it up for you was he said it ain't mean nothing to him. It was just some sex. Oh, that's why y'all was in here.
Right.
Cool, man. I thought you cared about her and me.
Yeah.
Good. That ain't hurt me. Then she sent you the other picture. Now, I realize he lied about everything. To make a long story bearable, we got in a huge argument and he moved out. He said we need time apart to see if we really love each other. My
love
man,
him.
This dude right here just comes
him.
Up with all the cliche remarks. Wasn't sex, wasn't doing nothing. You know, I needed some time to see if we really love each other. I ain't seen her in a long time. Then, a few weeks after he moved out, he started coming up to my office so we could have sex, just like in the beginning.
Aww.
It was a fresh start.
I remember.
It was love all over again.
Yeah.
It went on for a while before I found out he engaged to that other woman and he lived with her.
Wow.
Well, where you think he was coming from?
Yeah.
When he was coming up to the office, you think he was just driving around the city to next week? And she didn't get a promise ring. Her ring is a real engagement ring. She told you.
She did.
In just a short while, you're going to be out the picture, and I'm going to be in the one. I went from Maine to Mistress. I want to stop having sex with him, but I can't.
Yeah.
Well, you stupid now. How do I get him out of my system? Is it crazy if I still have sex with him? No, baby. No, it's not crazy. No.
Why would you think
it's
that?
Not crazy at all. No, what? This letter don't sound crazy to you.
Right. All right.
Keep on having sex with him. That's all. Just don't stop.
Post your comment.
You just said it. You said you went from Maine to Mistress. You the mistress now. That's what
on
you do.
Today's strawberry letter.
Ta-da.
Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you, Steve. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.